folks in Alva, go and tell what you hear and what you see. That's Jesus's test for whether these things are real and happening. Go and tell, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who's not offended by me. So the poor need the good news preached to them. And it's not just this grand bit of furniture that justifies the preaching act. We have a number of people who come and they visit the church and they're happy to go down there. I don't know why this piece of furniture is foreboding, you know. But there's preaching that happens, and it's the word of God, and it's the witness and testimony of God that makes the words worthy, not this bit of furniture. Not the title given to a person. You know, if you notice in the bulletin, there's Lay Preachers Association. They train people who are not ordained ministers to share the gospel because anyone may. This is important. You, with the gospel, are an agent of God Almighty to reach and to touch someone who is not yet with the truth that their lives might be changed. Jesus is demonstrated to be the Messiah. Paul is talking about it. We're invited to believe the testimony about Christ and to come and to serve Jesus. We are called to belong to Jesus Christ. That's what it says in verse 6 of Romans chapter 1. We're called into community as followers of Jesus Christ. And now you'll remember what Jesus said when he was walking the earth in John chapter 15. Jesus says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you so that you will love one another. If the world hates you, know it hated me before it hated you. If you are of the world would love you as its own. But because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours. So you go out as a representative of Jesus Christ, and people whom God is calling respond. And people who are not responding, it's not your business to make them Christian. It's to present the gospel, and everyone has a choice. And people in whom God is working show that God is working by choosing to respond positively, to follow. Like this guy Ananias, yes, Lord, I'll go. Like this guy Paul, yes, Lord, I'll go to the house in Straight Street, in Judas's house. Yes, Lord, I expect a guy named Ananias. Yes, Lord, I, Ananias, will go. That's what's going on here. We are those people who respond to God. That's what he's doing. And look at Romans chapter 1, verse 7, what Paul says. We call him Lord because he's our master and we're his servants, don't we? We serve Jesus Christ here in the end times, don't we? A special people called the church. We're going where our master sends us, aren't we? And reaching those whom he calls to follow him. And look who Paul writes to in Rome. To those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints.